Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
Before we start today's episode, let's give a shout out to the new podcast, Scary Mommy Speaks. Scary Mommy is a community of millions that shares hilarious and unfiltered pregnancy and parenting advice for imperfect parents. And now they have launched a new podcast, Scary Mommy Speaks. It's everything you love about Scary Mommy, straight from the mouths of women who know that parenting can be a mother. We are so excited about this new podcast. I personally am very excited because they tackle everything from pop culture to post-baby sex, surviving family vacations, introducing pets to your family, infertility, and even dealing with your in-laws. So if you're owning motherhood in all its glory, check out Scary Mommy Speaks podcast. Download and subscribe to the Scary Mommy Speaks podcast from Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Sometimes an on-screen romance can lead to an off-screen showmance.
How romantic.
Join former Glee stars and best friends Kevin McHale and Jenna Ushkowitz as they interview other dynamic duos and share stories about the highs and lows of friendship.
She's my best friend. I love you.
Right here on Showmance with Kevin and Jenna.
Welcome to Showmance.
I'm Kevin McHale.
I'm Jenna Ushkowitz, and I'm chewing in your ear like an annoying, annoying person.
I'm so hungry.
I'm starving today.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with me. I started working out again.
Okay.
Because I've had like a sinus. I don't know why I'm telling you this.
Yeah.
I had like a sinus issue going on for the past couple months.
Right.
So I've lost the bod a bit. I've gotten a bit soft again.
Okay.
So I started yesterday.
Do you feel like
back in the gym? And
so
I
sore?
Am ravenous.
Oh, I'm so
angry.
Sore.
I am mean. I am sore.
Yeah.
And it's not like I'm not eating. I'm just eating like healthy things.
Yeah.
And my body's just craving brownies and cookies.
Well, yeah, you're not yet out of that.
I'll be nice again
mindset.
In like 3 weeks.
Totally.
I just got to break
it's
it.
It's funny. I was actually looking for things on the Showman's podcast, like to post on the Showman's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across a photo of you and I was like, that's photoshopped. It wasn't. It was just you after your fitness photos.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, damn, Kevin.
I got a lot of crap for that because people thought it was photoshopped.
I mean, you looked photoshopped.
I was like, I worked way too hard for me to photoshop this at
no,
the end
for real.
Of it.
They looked so professional and so fitnessy that like it seemed like out of...
Right. They were professional photos.
No, totally. It just seemed out of realm of what you usually post. That's
it's
why.
The spray
but
tan.
You look good, babe.
I got a spray tan.
You looked good.
I got a spray
you
tan.
You got it. Well, that's what they make you do, right?
Yeah.
The bodybuilders?
Well, yeah. Did I tell you the story? Yes. You know,
you texted me. You were like,
yes.
How do I get a spray tan? You were like very embarrassed about it.
Yes. And I went and got a spray tan, and she did the first coat. And I was already horrified that I was getting a spray tan. And she's like, you know, I think we just need one more because it's going to really like wash off once you take a shower in the morning.
Oh, my God.
I was like, okay. It's that voice in the back of your head. You're like,
yeah,
don't do it. Don't
yeah.
do it. And I'm like, okay, you're the expert. I woke up as more orange than Trump. Like, it
Ew.
Was wild.
Really?
It was
were
so
you horrified?
Yeah. It was me and then my boyfriend in the shower scrubbing my body.
What did you do? What happened?
I used everything.
Lemon juice,
apple
like
cider
Ross
vinegar.
You're like Ross in the Friends episode.
I used toothpaste. I was trying everything and nothing really worked.
Yeah.
I was just orange.
Mm.
Like, it just...
I have to say, I when I did my ultra weight loss back in like 2016, I had a nutritionist and I was like really following. And I can, you know, I can gain and lose weight really quickly.
You're really good at it.
No, I'm not good at it. Just my body like reacts to things very quickly.
Right.
And so I looked at a photo the other day. I was passing through like my Dropbox and I was like, holy crap. I had like the body of a young boy, like a young 12-year-old boy bodybuilder. It was so weird. I'm actually much happier now, and I'm probably like 30 pounds
No, so I was actually wondering about that because I was talking to one of the women who works at the gym I go to. She's a professional lifter, like mm-hmm. weightlifter. And she, when I started over a year ago there, she got really lean
mm-hmm.
and really toned. And then she put out this thing on Instagram a couple weeks ago, talking about how it really messed her up hormonally.
Interesting.
Where I don't think she had her period for like 5 months. I didn't
even think
how exercise like that could, or weightlifting,
yeah.
bodybuilding completely
oh, yeah.
messes with
that's
women's
a huge
hormones.
Thing. Yeah.
Like that's,
it didn't affect me. I wasn't like bodybuilding
right.
at that point, but yeah, it totally does.
Because she was saying the same thing though.
She's like, I just like to eat.
She had to like, she's like, now I'm trying to like figure out what I want to do.
Right.
She's like, I don't know if I'm going to want kids, so I want to leave the option open.
Yeah, it's important.
And so she's trying to like find the balance, and I think that's really.
Yeah, it's all about
balance and finding what's good for you.
But I did. But I saw pictures of myself.
It was crazy.
And I was like, oh, I got to get back to it.
No, Kevin. I mean, you weren't living at all.
No, towards the end, though, I was able to like...
enjoy yourself and
yes,
be social.
Yes, because like my body was not going to change by one or two meals.
Yeah.
So I need to get back to it and figure...
Kevin, whatever makes you happy. Well, that's all I'm concerned about.
I would like to look like that-ish and then also eat what I want. Like
I'm
you're
chewing,
eating your chickpeas.
Chickpeas.
So, because what I did last time is I rebounded really hard the other. I'm like, I did it. I nailed it.
No,
now I'm
going to
eat eight burritos.
Yeah.
So now I got to figure out how to make it sustainable. So round two, we'll see how it goes.
So now that we've stopped talking about food.
Yeah, sorry.
No, I mean, you know, that's what we did.
We have, speaking of good bodies.
Oh, my God. Rad Grasky.
Tanya Rad.
Dancing queens.
Yeah.
Literally. They're... hilarious. I actually used to see Brad at the gym all the time. I'm not sure.
Really?
If
I'd be very intimidated to work out next to Brad.
Yeah. Totally. He looks great. I think this is also the beginning of his fitness journey. But anyway, that doesn't really matter. He looks great.
Before we get to Brad and Tanya, this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Saving money on your car insurance is easy with Progressive. It's an average savings of $699 a year for customers who switch and save. In fact, customers can qualify for an average of 6 discounts on their auto policy when they switch to Progressive. Discounts just for starting a quote online or owning multiple vehicles. Get your quote online at progressive.com and see how much you could be saving. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's get to it.
Yes.
Hey, I'm Heather Morris.
And I'm Ava Bernstein Mitchell, a.k.a. Ava Flav.
And we're the hosts of the new show, The Dance Room, on Podcast One.
We're veteran dancers and choreographers that have worked with the likes of Beyonce, Justin Timberlake, Britney Spears, and many more.
Oh, and you know, I used to be on this little show called Glee.
Hey.
I don't know if you watched it. Well, each week we're going to go full out on our favorite TV dance shows, like So You Think You Can Dance, Dancing with the Stars,
and World of Dance. So don't miss it. Get new episodes of The Dance Room every Thursday on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Alexa isn't the only one with breaking news. Make sure to hang around at the end of this podcast for the latest breaking headlines on the AP News Minute.
Now back to Showmans with Kevin and Jenna.
And we are back. And I'm going to start with my almost usual bios.
You know, I give you a lot of crap for having the bios and for having all the questions, but I realized this morning when I woke up that I really appreciate them.
Really?
I really like them. Because the idea of not doing the bios makes me feel bad.
It feels a little without.
Even though you like probably copy and paste it from Wikipedia.
I do.
Yep.
Well, not all the time.
Sometimes.
I got to like copy and paste a couple things together and then like I change a few words.
Yeah.
So it's not plagiarism.
Completely.
Okay.
Yep. I like it.
Okay.
Hit us with it. Let's introduce
all
our guests.
All right.
Come
Brad
on.
Goreski and Tanya Rad. Brad Goreski is a celebrity fashion stylist and television personality. In 2012, Goreski released his memoir, Born to be Brad, and was named the exclusive brand stylist for Kate Spade. Brad also dresses many A-list celebs, including Demi Moore, Jessica Alba, and our friend Lea Michele.
And also like hosts every red carpet thing
yes,
ever.
Yes, very true. He's a personality.
Yes.
And a friend. Mm-hmm. And Tanya Rad works for iHeartMedia and since then has become an integral part of the On Air with Ryan Seacrest show. She also co-hosts the podcast Scrubbing In with Bachelor star Becca Tilly. And without further ado, Brad and Tanya. I just stared at you.
The intro at some point.
It's our fault.
What is this beef?
Wait, okay. B-Rad, T-Rad, tell us everything. Air it out here.
You guys have a beef between you two.
Well, it's like it's almost Taylor and Katie.
It's beef adjacent.
Because it's around Katy Perry because I'm so into Katy's new song.
Yeah.
Love
and
it.
It's, do you love it too?
I
yes,
love it.
Okay,
I love
good.
It.
And as soon as it came out, I texted Tanya so excited and I was like, oh my God, the new Katy is so good. We have to do a dance to it. And she wrote back to me like, UHHHHH, which is like,
How do you feel about it now?
Okay, the song I love. It's not Katy Perry.
Oh my God, here we go. It's Delancey.
It's Dagny.
Dagny, whatever. No one knows who Dagny is.
What is Dagny?
She's a singer. And I'm like, the song is just not Katy Perry. Like, to me, it just seems like it's like a song that was given to Katy. Like, this is going to be a smash. So here, sing it.
Well.
And I don't enjoy that.
I have thoughts.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Not that you asked for that.
No, I really want to know.
But.
Bring them.
I hear you.
Okay.
I'm receiving that. But it also just sounds a lot like older Katy Perry writing style, which also was just Marina and the Diamonds. So, like, it's already been...
That's already been borrowed.
No, not really.
Do you know who Dagny is?
No. And here's my thing. Also, like, the song may not have been what it was with just Dagny. No offense. I don't know Dagny. I don't know her life. But, like, you know, like, we're... It's Katy. Like, she made the song,
yeah,
right?
Can't you just picture it in concert, too?
Yeah, but also just does like feel like an old,
streamers.
Like a Teenage Dream era sort of. Like, yep. This should have been the follow-up to Teenage Dream.
Yeah, agreed. But I just feel like we're at a point in music where artists are being authentically themselves.
That's
and,
true.
Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I feel like there's just this surge of, like... of artists being themselves, writing their
where
own
people
stuff.
Can smell the inauthenticity.
Yes,
inauthenticity. When they're not authentic.
Exactly.
People can smell it from a mile away.
Exactly. And I'm like, I don't want to go back to the days of, like, no offense, loved her in the day, but like Britney Spears, where like somebody hands her like a smash song,
correct.
She sings it and then dances and we're done. You
correct.
Know, like, I feel like we've come so far in music. Mm-hmm. I just don't want us to be going backwards.
But don't you feel like...
I take things way
don't
too
you think
seriously.
Like Swish no, Swish and Bon Appetit were kind of like a departure from what she usually does, and now she's come back with just like a pure Katy Perry bop. Hmm. That you just want to hear.
Because she's like, probably like, I would like to not be hated on.
Right. Yeah. Even though I loved that album.
So let me put out these songs that everyone
Prism?
Will like.
Yes, Prism was
I
good.
Prism.
Swish, Swish, Bish.
Not,
come on. It's
which,
really
where
good.
Did Dark Horse come from, though? What
that
was that album?
That was before.
That was the one before.
Yeah.
Ooh.
No, yeah. It wasn't Prism.
Sorry.
Wait, who was on Dark Horse with her?
Oh, God. Juicy J?
Yeah.
Juicy J?
Juicy J.
Juicy J.
Is he from 3-6 Mafia? I don't know. Ooh.
I don't know, Kevin. You
Tanya?
Would know that. Actually.
Oscar winner.
Only you would know
Oscar
that.
Winner.
Wait, going back to Britney Spears, though, do you guys follow her on Instagram?
She yeah. does. Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love her.
It's my favorite thing in the whole.
Jenna sends me Britney Spears. I can't watch it. It makes me uncomfortable.
Me too. No, I have to watch
follow.
It. I can't stop looking.
So good.
No, see, that's what
yes,
upsets
I
me.
Love
me too.
It.
It hurts.
Yeah.
It, like, it act, like, I'm like, somebody needs to not let her be on Instagram.
No, you let her be free. Let her live.
It. I love it.
I live for
also,
it.
Also, she, like, her those the people who, like, organized her closet, like, also need to get hammers and stuff. And just rebuild her closet. Like, how is that your closet?
I like the
it's
hammers
not
and stuff.
Nice.
Just hammers and stuff.
It's like fuzzy hanger. It's like, no, it was those rounded plastic hangers that nothing.
Horrible.
Everything she wears is a
like
silky camisole.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
They just fall right off.
Everything just falls off of it. No yeah. wonder it's never organized.
Did you see the video where she was like, there were these paparazzi videos, but like, and they got that yeah. angles, and I really am skinny as a needle.
She's like, I didn't take this yesterday.
See?
But she's fit. I mean, bitch is fit.
She is super fit.
But still, those paparazzi photos were like, they definitely doctored those, right? Am I crazy?
Yeah.
They're not allowed to, are they?
Yeah, they don't doctor them. They just, well, not the everybody is great from every angle, you know? It's
yeah.
almost
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, that's
Becca
fair, that's
Tobin's
fair, that's
fair. Not. Yeah, if you take a picture of Becca Tobin in a bathing suit.
Candid, a candid
beach.
Bathing suit.
Candid.
Oh, man.
It's so true, though.
Becca's the silent, like,
but the runway,
the runway
shows
right
are my favorite, like, in the hallway.
It's my favorite.
No.
Or the dancing photo outside.
No, I'm sweating now.
Remember when she was painting outside?
Oh,
what?
I thought it was like an ad for Skechers because she had her foot like up really high on a stool with a Skecher and she was painting and I'm like, this might be product placement.
Maybe.
Like Kendall
it's not.
Jenner with the orange Coke can today.
She likes to show that she's very flexible. I feel like in every
she's doing
like
some
torpid.
Sort of like physical yeah, activity. Yeah. Like, look
like
at me stretch.
I offered to help her with her. She, you know, she was like, the caption was like, or no, she said in the video, I got my hair done today and my highlights. Now what's a girl to do? Go shopping. And I was like, I wrote like, I'll take you shopping. And the comment section went wild. Like, my phone just kept, I was like, what's happening? I haven't posted today. Like, nothing's going on. I was like, oh. People
you ended
really
up on comments by Celeb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like,
want, please take her shopping.
Anytime.
Please.
Be like a dream come true. I would love it. I would be obsessed with it.
I could be the Instagrammer for that one. I'll film you guys.
I want to be Britney's best friend.
Content provider.
Mm-hmm. Behind the scenes. BTS. BTS. BTS yeah. For you guys.
Kevin's now Britney's
hashtag
personal.
BBTS. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Britney behind the scenes.
Oh. It's happening.
Okay, let's talk about you. Enough about Britney. Let's yeah talk about you guys, B-Rad, T-Rad. Uh-huh. Who came up with that? Who did come up with that?
I don't know. I'm going to say it was like a collab.
Yeah. A joint effort.
Cohesive.
It was very cohesive.
I hate it.
Yeah.
It was a collab.
It was a collab.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We're just really grateful that our names do that together.
I know. Like, how weird is that? It's Brad. It's just B-Rad. And then my initials are basically like
Tanya Rajasadavi.
Yeah.
Tatiana.
It's just, it was meant to be.
Tati.
Our friendship was like made in
wow
the stars.
Uh-huh. For aww sure.
Two of my closest friends, well, one of them just married him, but his last name is Radbod.
That's
not
kid. Wow.
So now she got Radbod as her last name, and her hashtag that's for the wedding was she's got a Radbod. And I was like, yeah.
But
that's
what if good you don't have a Radbod?
No, she does though. Like, for real.
You have
a
to
Radbod. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot of pressure.
That is a lot of pressure.
Pressure.
So much pressure.
Oh, or you just let it speak for itself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I have a Radbod. So
how did you guys meet?
Ooh. You can tell it.
So I was doing making an appearance on the
leave it on Bumble BFF. Yeah. I really needed some friends. And there he was.
You're like, yeah, oh, he's cute.
Swipe right.
I was, maybe I was going to dip my toe into the lady pond.
Yeah. Yeah. You never know.
Yeah. So I was going on air with Ryan Seacrest a few years ago, like 5 or 6 years ago. And Tanya was behind the glass, literally like,
help me.
Yeah. Like,
let me out.
Now I understand why they kept her behind glass for the
for
first
time. For sure. I'm surprised they still don't have me back there.
No, they love you up there.
Yeah, they love me in there.
And so she asked me to take a picture with one of her friends, and then we kind of hit it off. And then a few months later, we
totally
went to iHeartRadio, mm-hmm, and we're sitting on the plane together to Vegas, and then it was like,
over.
The rest is history.
Yeah, yeah. There was like a 45-minute plane ride to Vegas, and we just like didn't shut up the whole time. And then the whole weekend at the festival, we were like holding hands, like, running through the hallways. We were like, we can't be late for Demi Lovato.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We started really high, though, because we that weekend was Taylor, Ari,
damn,
Demi.
Yeah.
Was Nick in the mix, too? Or was he the following year?
It sounds like a gangbang.
Yeah, honestly.
Pop star gangbang.
But then it was like
it was
literally
so awesome.
Tanya's getting merch from every single one. Yeah. She's got all the merch. Yeah. Yeah.
A bag full of merch.
And Brad is hoarding the good Ari merch and
yeah, not telling her yeah what the good pieces yeah are.
He's got a whole yeah closet of merch. He
but after that weekend,
you
it was like pretty much like this. Mm-hmm. Like we were like inseparable.
Yeah.
Before we continue with Brad and Tanya, let's give a shout out to Apartments.com. Where you live impacts who you become. Did you know that? Choose wisely with Apartments.com. Whether it's Hollywood, New York, or the great state of Texas, Apartments.com has the most listings for apartments, townhomes, condos, and houses to choose from. Live where and how you want with Apartments.com. Go to the site and check out their custom search tools. If you have pets or want an easy commute to work, they can help you find what you want. With Apartments.com, what you see is what you rent. Your time is valuable. That's why they comb through their listings to make sure all the information is verified and up to date. They make home hunting a breeze. Visit Apartments.com to find your perfect place. Apartments.com. Change your apartment. Change the world. And when did the dancing videos, when were they birthed?
That started with when Ari released No Tears Left to Cry.
Because we'd been like we'd been really waiting for new Ari music.
I
like,
feel
it
you.
Just, yeah. We were in a drought for a while.
I totally live streamed with my best friend listening to it because I was so
yeah
excited.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
So like when it came out, it yeah was like Christmas and we were yeah together and we were in our merch, our No Tears Left to Cry merch that I got for both of us.
You did.
Yeah.
You
actually
so you already had me the merch before the song came
they
out?
They sent it. Yeah, oh, actually.
She actually gave me sweatshirt.
hate you guys.
That's how diehard she is. Yeah. And I didn't even get her with the one from Coachella.
Because they sent it to us, and I was like, oh, I'll just take – Ryan's not here today.
Ryan's not going to want that.
Do we have to edit that out for the safety of your
– No, because they ended up sending one – they ended up sending one another one.
Okay, good.
Yeah. They're like,
it's all
oops.
Good. Yeah.
She's like, by the way, I stole it, so if you get to send another one.
No, I told them.
I still
them.
Wear it, though. I love it.
I know. And so I went over to his house, and we were just, like, frolicking in the euphoria of the song with, like, our matching sweatshirts. And then we just, like, threw up a phone and just started dancing to it. And everybody was, like, freaking out. And we were like, we should, like, do this. This is, like, kind of cute.
Yeah. But the routine started, like, the actual – the core. That was just dancing. The choreography started after that with – was it Breathe In? Did we do Breathe In as our first
whatever
one?
Her next single was.
God is a Woman.
Yes. No, we didn't do God.
We,
did
God.
Breathe In. It was Breathe In.
Yeah.
That's when, like, the actual, like, oh, yeah. Dancing with the Stars choreography came in.
Yeah.
You know, like, the, like,
five,
really good
six,
stuff.
Five, six, seven. Yeah.
Like, but not Dancing with the Stars because they do, like, real choreography.
Just a little less ballroom.
Yeah. The sad thing is.
A little
like,
more improv.
Yeah. It's literography.
It's so.
Right? It's just, like, literal dance movements. It's like,
yes.
To the words.
It's lyrical. Oh, it's okay. A lyrical was, moment.
Yeah. It's the sad thing is like, everybody, like, we spend so much time coming up with that those terrible dance moves. Like, it really takes us, like, a lot of time.
Like an hour. It's not bad.
But they're bad. Like, people can come up with, like, full-on dance routines in, like, an hour.
But you guys aren't professional dancers.
No.
Not even close.
So, it's fine.
No.
My favorite
Don't be
thing,
so hard on yourself.
Yeah. Anytime there's, like, a baby, I always want to rock the baby.
Yeah, yeah. Never.
Or
happening.
Pill. When she says the pill, I'm always wanting to, like,
medicine,
do, like,
yeah, pills. Yeah.
And he's like, no.
Drinks are clinking.
Yeah.
We thought Cheers. we had you. Ashley Tisdale reached out to Tanya and said she wanted to be in a dance. So we invited her to come in on the one for on New Year's. We did Electricity.
Uh-huh.
And when she came in, we'd figured out the choreography and we were like, okay, Ashley. So this is the first eight count. Here it goes. Five, six, seven, and we like go through the things
yeah,
and like
do
literally
you do it again. We want us to do it again.
She's like, I'm okay. And we're like, no, we should really run through it. She's like, I think I'm okay. I'm like, I don't know.
We're like, we really want it to be good because we have confetti, so we need to
She's
do it like in one shot.
Yeah.
I got it.
She's like, I got it.
Yeah, literally like nailed it on the first take. We were like, we're not well. this is a bubble.
Literally in and out in like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, ooh.
She's a professional.
Big time.
Just Sharpay standing at the top of the ladder on the cafeteria.
I really
That's
got,
what
a,
I
new,
see.
I got a new, I had a new respect for her after that day. I like truly was like, wow.
Yeah, we were like, oh yeah, like 10 years on High School Musical. Right. Oh yeah.
Yeah. She can do a combo.
Becca Tobin and I actually like to take dance classes. You've seen our Instagram.
Oh, yes.
Becca totally got me into it. And like this, our teacher is like Beyonce dancer, T-Swift dancer, like hardcore. I've maybe danced. Becca's a way better dancer than I am, but like we go for it, and then she'll teach us, and at one point like we'll be on the floor trying to like body roll, be like, how do we make this look good, not look like a 65-year-old woman trying to take an aerobics class.
I've seen
the body
videos.
Roll.
You guys are actually like legit. Like,
really good.
You guys
like,
are
you
like
look like
dance
real dancers.
Dance.
Yeah, like I don't
you guys
think
look
I
like
could,
you could go on tour with someone.
Yeah.
We want to be backup dancers.
Do you guys want to be my backup dancers?
Kevin,
wow.
Yes.
Nobody wants me to go on tour, but I'll do it if you guys are my backup dancers.
Oh my God, Kevin, that would be my dream.
So we were taking a dance class with her the other day. Like, she had this like pride dance class, and she does this move with her ass.
Oh, our
and
friend
I was,
Brittany.
Yes, and I was just like looking at her. I'm like, how
does it feel?
How do you, I didn't want it to be insulting. I was like, how does that feel? I'm like, that's not a constructive question.
She just
moved
her heels and her like ass moved. It was like,
it was like she dislocated her hips and moved them around to the front of her body.
Everything she does looks cool.
And it looked so good. I sort of just gave up in that moment. But I was like, respect to you.
That's
good for you.
That's something to work on.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I don't have an ass, so I feel like I have to have something to be able to move.
Squats, bro.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Don't skip leg day, bro. It's true. You can't skip leg day.
I'll need another 10 years of squats to get an ass.
Just buy one.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I guess
transfer.
I could get some ass shots.
Yeah.
Right?
It's easy.
What's in an ass shot? Does anybody know?
I think your own fat.
No.
Don't they transfer your own fat
to
your butt?
No.
Or There's two ways?
There's two ways.
There's a Brazilian butt lift.
So well, that looks painful, by the
what
way.
What is that? What's a Brazilian butt lift?
You have to exist face down for 3 weeks.
With a bunch of, you have to sleep with a bunch of Brazilians? Then my ass should
didn't
be
work
lift.
For yeah, me.
Didn't work for me either.
We just have to
live
face down for 3 weeks.
I know lots of people that do sleep face down for 3 weeks.
Hey.
Oh. Hey. Sorry, hey. PG-13. Sorry, no. guys. Don't have Brad Goreski back.
So I see why you guys hit it off in Vegas.
We'd be right there with you.
Because we now have two more hosts.
Yes. We're going to do dance videos, all four of us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, let's do it.
Oh, you guys should totally come
What would
to
be
our
your end. Dream song?
If you say Katy Perry, I will slay.
Oh, no. Kevin, what would he do? I mean, Ari's always a way to go.
I mean, maybe we should do Ari.
Just Which because, one,
Or
though?
Beyonce.
Or maybe
Beyonce's.
Britney Spears. The one where she says baby the most time so we can cradle the baby.
Hit me baby one more time for a throwback.
Hit me baby
one more time.
Oh, wow. Guys, your choreo is beautiful.
I love it.
This is it.
That's so good because when you go to punch me, I'll go back.
Yeah.
You ready? Do it.
Hit me baby,
rock the baby
one more time. Clock.
If only we had something videoing this.
I know. Everybody's like.
Nah. I swear it's pretty good.
It's pretty
good.
No, it's
we'll
classic.
We'll just have to do it, and then we'll post
classic.
It.
Yes.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay,
yeah.
great.
That's a good one.
We're in.
I'm excited about that.
So have you guys thought about ever, like, working together? Now, other than the YouTube. Sorry, that is working together. Well, didn't mean to.
It's working together adjacent.
Yeah. But you both have your other, you know, projects, so.
Yeah, we've been lucky enough. We did the Grammys together this year.
Yeah, that was crazy.
For E. We done anything else together besides
what?
That?
Was that, did you guys... like plan that or is
no,
that sort
so
of like
he,
a random
Brad's been doing it for years
right.
Been doing like the countdown show for E mm-hmm. yeah. and then this year they had me doing stuff for the stream and then for Grammys they called me and they were like we'd like for you to do the countdown show and listen with Brad and I like literally like lost my mind. I was like this is because I'd never done anything like that on TV before
right.
but knowing that I was gonna have him next to me like just made me feel so much more comfortable and they're like I don't know if you know Brad. I was like
Do I know, Brad?
Yeah. So that was pretty special.
But we've That's been really like cool. hardcore manifesting that, though, I feel.
For sure.
Yeah.
So you've wanted it to happen.
Yeah.
You're like dreaming so. About it.
Yeah. Because I think, like,
I think a lot of people are probably dreaming about it.
I think the thing that people really yearn for now, and I'm sure you guys can attest this too, because, like, you guys are actually friends and you do a show together. And, mm-hmm. like, it's people can feel that you guys love each other and you love what you're doing. And, like, I think that people now want to partake that. In that
yeah.
stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you can really feel when things are kind of manufacturally put together
mm-hmm.
and people are put on a show, yeah. you know, to be friends, but they're not really
right.
friends. You know what I mean?
It goes yeah. back to your Katy Perry point.
Thank you. You know, I'm really just trying to take this full circle.
You just want everyone being authentic as possible.
Yeah. But I think that there's such a yearning for that now.
Yeah.
So I think
you have your finger on the pulse.
Thank you so
Kevin,
much.
Kevin, what if we actually yes. weren't friends and we faked this whole thing?
I would love that, but neither of us are good enough at acting.
It's true.
Off.
It's so true.
But yes, you are.
Yeah, you're like actors.
Yeah. Just because
if you want to call it that.
Yeah. If we get paid sometimes to act or whatever.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean we're good.
Yeah. Tanya, you have another showmance. Becca.
Yes.
Tilly.
Yes.
Tell us about your podcast. Tell us about how that came to be and your friendship with her.
That was super.
Sorry,
kind of...
Brad. I was like, never mind.
So Brad.
So Tanya.
That kind of was born the same way.
Like... Brad and I will be back in 15.
Yeah, we're gonna go do squats.
That was literally born out of she wanted to do a podcast just because her love of Grey's Anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
So she started it, and like 2 weeks in, she was just having like random people kind of fill in, and then 1 week I sat in, and it was just like. Electricity and then
sight.
They were like you need to come on full time and that's how it was born. We're on a mission to be extras on the Grey's Anatomy set.
You guys have to do that. There's no reason why you can't be.
Every single person that comes on from Grey's Anatomy we're like so we want to be extras on the set and they kind of told us if we showed up in scrubs
you would
they would probably put us in somewhere.
how come you can't like get that? This is, you can't, don't they auction those off?
I yeah. know.
Like, can't you just get a walk on
Brad,
Grey's
can you
Anatomy?
Pull some strings?
I
You'd
know.
Have to like Maybe. Pretend you I, have some well, like,
how,
like.
How is this not
happening? I know.
Happening?
I almost feel like we're being punked because I'm like, I could literally walk on a plane with like Demi Lovato, but I can't get onto
oh.
like a.
Or maybe go for dinner on the weekend at Selena Gomez's. Or go hang out with the family Jonas.
That was such a flex. I did not even mean for it to be that way.
It's okay.
But like, do you know what I'm saying?
It's
like
the flexing.
We can literally like
go for dinner with Sophia Carson. That was so hard. So like, unlike you.
I know, but how do we not get on Grey's Anatomy?
I don't know.
It's, that's the
that's
truth.
A, that's how distressed
that's
she
your
is.
Campaign.
It's truly.
She's
got to
do all the flexes.
She doesn't yeah. go fund me to
she's
get on
full
Grey's
court
Anatomy.
Press on
like,
why she
I
can't
just
get on Grey's.
Walk on a plane with Demi Lovato.
Why like, can't I be on okay. Grey's Anatomy?
That was so extra.
Really extra.
So extra. Oh my God. I'm embarrassed for myself.
No. It's all right. It's all right. But it's true. I feel like we have to campaign to get you on Grey's Anatomy now.
Yeah, I agree.
Right?
Yeah. I just also like really, it's a life, like a true life, like dream to meet Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Oh, we got to make this happen. You're just going to have to become a fan of like The Walking Kevin. Dead instead or something like that.
Who's Jeffrey Dean Morgan?
Oh my gosh.
He's this hot actor guy.
He's Denny from Grey's Anatomy, the one that.
He was on Grey's Anatomy. He's.
He's had like a very lengthy career, by the way,
yes.
and
yeah.
he was like very small on Grey's Anatomy,
and yet that was like his biggest.
But like he
role.
Really turned it into something.
He really did.
Is oh, no, he different totally. Than McDreamy?
Beyond. Yes.
Okay.
Because he was only in a couple episodes.
Who was?
No, not a couple. It was like
a
half a season's
no,
worth.
It was
probably.
Like a slow arc, a small arc.
I want to say like 10, 15 episodes,
okay.
right?
No, like 5.
No, there's yeah. no way.
Yeah, and then they killed him, and then like everybody was so pissed that Shonda?
Yeah.
Brought him back. As like a ghost, and yeah, that was just embarrassing.
That. Yeah, I remember that when she had the brain tumor,
yeah.
and Denny came back, right?
Yeah.
Whoa.
So how do you?
So
how much do you
squat? Of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Before we get back to Tanya and Brad, let's give a shout out to LaCroix. It's summertime, which means it's the perfect time for LaCroix. It's America's favorite sparkling water with flavor, sparkle, and an innocent twist of zero calories, zero sweeteners, and zero sodium. Now, I've said it before, but my favorite flavors are the new hibiscus one, which is delicious. Lime is a classic, and also I think everyone's favorite is grapefruit or pamplemousse in my terrible French accent. There's also 6 LaCroix Curité flavors like kiwi watermelon, blackberry cucumber, cantaloupe pink grapefruit. Now, LaCroix ingredients are certified natural and non-GMO, and all LaCroix products are now being filled in cans without BPA-based liners. For more information, join the LaCroix community on social at LaCroix Water or go to LaCroixWater.com.
Do you have any other showmances other than Tanya?
I bet that both of you have a lot. Both of you. I bet that both
Whoa.
Of you have a lot.
I appreciate it.
You guys
Kevin.
Meet so many people.
Another
it's
show?
I mean, Demi Lovato, Selena Gomez.
Yeah. You're both so friendly and likable. I'm sure you make a lot of friends.
Yeah. I guess like my husband would be my other showmance.
Oh, yeah.
We like, I guess we're a showmance.
You and Juliana have a showmance. I feel mm-hmm. like you guys like really love each other.
Yeah, that's true. I love mm-hmm. Juliana. Let me see who else.
But nobody will do dance videos.
Have you ever heard
you?
Of Taylor Swift? I walk on a plane with Taylor Swift.
Stop. Yeah.
Oh my God! So never gonna let that one go. Ever.
I'm never gonna let myself let that one go. And also, like Demi is so random.
Dude, was she watching your stories recently? Is
yeah,
that
that's true.
There we go.
Okay. Oh.
You
See,
guys,
you guys
read
really
each
know each other.
Mind. Yeah.
You really know each other well.
We really do. It's like yeah. sick.
Brad and I worked together on a like a Colgate campaign or something. Like
we
20
we
years
did.
Ago. It was back in the day.
That was like 1999.
Oh God, it must have been like 2013, 2014.
What'd you guys do? Like brush your teeth together?
Colgate white.
Brush each other's teeth.
Colgate white.
Brush
right?
each other's
yeah, optic
teeth.
White.
Wow, what a memory.
Yeah.
He like dressed me for some event.
What was it?
And Colgate.
Did you go to like Billboard or something? It was a music event.
It wasn't
I think.
Billboard. It was a music event. What
American
was it?
Music Awards?
AMAs?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe
that sounds
that.
Right.
It was cute.
It was cute.
It was so great.
It was so much fun.
I just whitened my teeth last night.
They're really white. I started using an electric toothbrush. Anybody else? Which, I hear it's supposed to really whiten your teeth more.
I enjoy an electric toothbrush.
Yeah, but you
this
do it every night?
This is not even an ad. It's
sorry.
Wild.
Yeah.
No, keep
do
going.
Do you do it every night?
No.
The electric toothbrush? No? Mm-hmm.
But I did fall asleep with the things on my teeth last night.
Do they hurt today?
Tiny bit.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
They're a little
present.
Throbbing.
A little presence.
Yeah.
A little presence.
Like a little around. Like I can
letting
feel
me know they're
every
still there.
Single one of them.
I put my retainers in last night after like a week of not. That was a nightmare.
Ouch. Oh,
yeah.
Night guard or no night guard?
No night guard.
Just retainers.
Nothing. That's
just
why my retainers. Teeth are shifting.
Oh, and really?
I have a glow in the dark retainer.
I saw a picture of myself from a couple years ago. It's like, those teeth are not here now. Those teeth have fully
moved. Why don't you have a retainer?
I don't know, Jenna.
I'm just looking out for your well-being and your
yeah,
nice
well, now
smile.
You should have told me a decade ago. Yeah.
Well, now you're going to look like shit, and it's not my fault.
Well, maybe you can get me an Invisalign campaign.
Your teeth look pretty good.
Yeah, you an Invisalign campaign? How am I supposed to do that?
It's these ones up here. That
I did do Invisalign.
People used to think I had
nightmare.
Veneers because they were all I have horse teeth.
Have
they're so
teeth.
Big, but now they've moved, so they don't look perfect anymore.
I have horse teeth.
Yeah.
No, you do have big
it's
teeth.
It's a McHale thing.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
all have
yeah.
gigantic teeth.
Your brother has bigger teeth than you do, though.
Well, not just his teeth, apparently.
I like a man with big teeth.
Oh, my God. He's like 6'1".
That's the word on the street.
That's not what he meant at all.
I haven't seen.
No.
Well, yes.
I mean, I guess that, too, but I don't know.
Wait, does that correlate?
He's tall.
No, it does not correlate with your teeth.
No.
I was just making a joke, and now it sounds
it real just got
incesty.
Really weird. We just everybody got confused.
Like, what's happening at the McHale
like,
family
Game of
He just, like, he was, like, no. threw his brother's D out there.
Well, he throws it out everywhere anyway.
Oh,
so.
My God.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, this is how his family works.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who knew?
We talk about everything. Anyway.
Moving on.
If you'd like to meet my brother.
Is he straight?
Yeah.
Oh, Tanya, there you go.
I assume you have not heard my latest epiphany.
That you're okay.
Quitting men. Quit.
I heard you talking about this.
Did you really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I got in the car.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday morning.
Yes, and you were talking about it, and then I got out of the car and got back in, and you're like, so if you didn't hear.
Wow, the timing
she
really worked out.
Yeah, I was like, okay, so she's still quitting after that commercial break.
Yeah. I realized that it's really taken on a life of its own. Like, any person that I meet, I ask them, do you have a brother or a sibling or, like, a friend of your boyfriend that you can set me up with? Like, it's become a full-time job.
But what
and,
did
like,
I say
well,
in
dating
December?
Is a full-time job.
I know, but I think there's a balance between like being proactive and like being too much, and I just realized like I had this like heart-to-heart moment where this I was talking to this guy who, and this is like we're gonna get deep here, he basically was talking about how chasing every paycheck, like he was just chasing every paycheck, didn't know, like in this industry you never know when your next paycheck's gonna come, and he was always stressed out about it and like always just like I'm not gonna have enough money, and he finally like released it and he was like, I'm just gonna turn the light on of like happiness and bliss and keep saying to myself, I have enough money to do what I need to do and it's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. Cut to a month later, they basically reboot his show, and 18 years after it started, he's back on this show and making tons of money.
Mm.
And so
Ryan
I kind of
Seacrest.
No,
been working.
Yeah.
It was actually Mark Wahlberg, the guy from Temptation Island. And it literally like it was him telling me this story. And I like a light bulb went off in my head. And I was like, I'm constantly like, I'm very fulfilled in my life. I'm very happy. But I'm always like, it's almost like I don't feel desperate, but I feel like I'm constantly doing this.
You're focusing
like,
on what you don't have.
Exactly. Yeah. And I was like, I'm so happy fulfilled. And so I just finally was like, I'm going to quit chasing after all these.
Okay. So
people.
You're not quitting men. You're quitting chasing.
Correct.
And if I heard correctly on the radio.
I love that you heard this.
I did too.
I love that you heard this.
I was like, oh yeah. All right. Come on. Let's hear it. Because you're like, no, I'm not quitting. It's just like, you're not going to spend all your time obsessing over it or always being proactively looking for it.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean, and I also find if you have something in the back of your mind of like, oh, like I'm looking for a dude or whatever. And you will just find it because people will come to you with things like my brother or something.
Right. Totally.
Not that you asked about it.
Right.
Well, yeah, like
Big D, it sounds like a really good mix.
I know. And like, had this been a week ago, I would have been like, oh, tell me about your brother.
Right. We're
like,
going to have to find you Jeffrey Dean Morgan, and we're just going to marry the two of you.
He's happily
on
married.
Site. Damn it.
But also literally in meetings, though, too.
Like, yeah.
So there's like a school of children.
Gaggle.
Out there?
That's just what
that's
to say.
Gaggle.
A gaggle of children.
Yep.
Children.
I just have to like go on the record as saying I told Tanya all of this in December that I thought she needed to put the pause button on the relationship looking for, and now it's a big epiphany.
I know.
Because like, you know what?
I said this exact thing to you in
you didn't
December.
Give me a really good analogy with the light switches.
And it wasn't like in Hawaii.
No, I said she
beach.
Was obsessing about this guy and that guy, and I was like, you need to reboot. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to mm-hmm. step away. From the dating game, focus on other things, and the right person will come.
You know why, Brad? She didn't hear it.
Because of the Ari merch?
No. She's still bitter about the Ari merch. Yeah. It's like when you're like, if like a family member tells me something, I'm like, uh-huh, I got it. Okay, dad. Yeah, yeah.
Totally.
But if like some stranger says the exact same thing, I'm like, you know what I heard the other day? Mm-hmm. This stranger came up to me and said this, this, and this.
Yeah. But
and
you guys,
I'm listening.
And it really hit home.
No, yeah. I'm telling you though, like, he was like talking about like light switches, and he's like, you're constantly like, you turn on this one, you feel skinny, you
didn't
feel good,
good,
you have a partner,
or
but then this one turns
not.
Off, you're fearful,
did,
and it's like
way,
he kind of
so
kept
yeah.
like doing this thing, and I was like,
I know.
Boom, Eureka.
Sometimes you just need the reframing or the light switches.
Yeah. It also helps when you're in like a pineapple field in Hawaii when somebody's
like, partially
honestly,
drunk.
Wait, which pineapple field did you go to?
Drunk.
And you thought the pineapple field was out inside?
Yeah.
How drunk were
that's
you?
That's a greenhouse.
We,
that's not a pineapple field.
Because it was like built as like a we're going on like kind of like a drinking tour. So I was envisioning like a Napa wine tour. Of like,
right.
You know what I mean? Where everything's like indoors yeah. and we're going to get like nice drinks. Plus I wore this like silk skirt and like cute sandals. And, like,
oh my God. You're in the dirt.
Yeah. So then they're like, okay, who needs bug spray? And like all these things. I was like,
wrong outfit.
And in that moment you were like, good thing I'm releasing looking for men.
Yeah. Goodbye to the men.
I will drink this wine.
Yeah. Instead. But so. It's actually really funny because that happened this weekend. And then on Monday, we did a podcast with this like really hot guy. And I had no makeup. I literally could not have looked more disgusting. And I had paid no attention to him whatsoever. And he left. And Becca looks at me and she's like, he was totally hitting on you. And I was like,
see?
Yeah.
That's what happens.
You switch the light
energy.
Switch.
Yeah. That's right.
You're like, I don't need it.
Yeah.
I don't need it. And then everybody's going
to
want
it. As long as you're open to it. It's going to come.
Yeah. So I mean, my happiness switch is turned on,
okay.
whether there's a man in there or not.
Great.
TBD.
I was going to say like a man in the closet. I was like, we don't want a man in the closet.
We did it.
No,
that was a lie. You know what? Slow clap. Slow clap.
So happy for you.
Thank you.
Maybe we need to go to Hawaii.
I went to the Dole Farm, the pineapple farm in Hawaii.
Oh, you did?
The train. Yeah. It's really
did you get Dole Whip?
We did get Dole Whip. And like the pineapples are like, yay big. They're so tiny and they're just like ready to go.
Oh,
like
my
sprouted
stomach
out.
Just growled.
So cute.
They're that small?
When
yeah, they
babies.
Start that small.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, ooh,
cute.
So little. And then they're like, ooh, so little.
They take like 10 months to grow or something
yeah.
ridiculous.
Yeah. And then Dole started making chocolate or coffee. I can't remember. My memory does not serve me well today. Coffee or chocolate?
I wouldn't know.
I don't know.
I haven't been there. You're looking at me like I have the answer.
I'm going to say coffee.
I got merch there. I got a Dole sweatshirt.
Do you wear it?
No, I just give
it
away.
Oh, you and I do buy a lot of
merch.
Food merch.
Like,
really?
We have food merch. Don't we have food merch? Maybe not.
A Starbucks tea?
Like In-N-Out burger?
Yeah.
You bought me a couple of really fun items, like the ghost sweater from Liberty in London.
Oh, yeah.
McDonald's, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Just all of it.
That's fun. That's
oh,
like
I
fun.
McDonald's did send me some merch.
That's cute.
And it says
you never
the
bought
world,
me a Big Mac.
World's greatest on it.
But do you eat McDonald's?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The McFlurry.
Do we eat
baby.
McDonald's, Kevin?
I
yes.
eat everything. I love.
We were like
food.
Adamant about our photo shoot for the podcast. We were like, we're gonna look great. It's gonna be really fun, but we have to have a shot with McDonald's in it.
And
so there's
of,
literally
neither
like,
of us had eaten, I think, that day, and I
so
ate
we're
a Big
just
Mac
eating
for
candidly, and this girl's taking photos of us, and
I
we're
felt
like,
terrible about myself. At the same time, I couldn't stop shoving nuggets into my mouth
so
at 9 a.m.
Wow!
It's like,
once
what
a
is
year.
Wrong with
once
you?
A year?
The taste is consistent worldwide.
Well,
which is
Kevin can tell you about this.
Some it does differ. So my policy is, no matter what country I go to, I try a Big Mac,
and the meat's better.
They do differ.
I bet.
Yeah, I bet the meat's better.
And Brazil was real salty.
Oh,
and they
well,
had like this weird bacon thing on it. It was strange. I like when they're a little different, though, because I was in...
Authentic.
It gives it...
Yeah. Like, each have their own little flair, you know? Yes. Australia was authentic. I'm like, well, this doesn't taste like a Katy Perry song. That being said, I love the new Katy Perry song.
Same.
Me too.
I've been trying to memorize it for like a week.
So I'm going to know if you guys come out with this dance to Katy Perry, this was like you giving in, Tanya.
It's good.
You guys are missing our genius. Maybe that so should good. Be... We'll do a song. We'll do a dance without you.
Yes.
Becca, should we do the Katy Perry song?
That would like okay. really
No,
hurt.
Yeah, it's mean. That's yeah. mean. I'm sorry. I don't know you well enough to pick a fight with you.
No, but it's funny. Somebody mentioned that the other day. They were like, what so if Brad straight. Did a video without you? I was like, that would
that's
really
cheating.
Hurt.
No, that's
no,
real
that's
beef.
Cheating.
Yeah.
That's real
Who
beef.
Who was that? You did one?
No.
Are you planning on doing one?
No, you're going to be in it.
Oh.
You just don't know about it.
Yeah.
Nor are you going to like it.
Somebody said that, though. It's like a joke. They're like, what would you do if Brad did a dance with somebody else? I was like, I like would really be sad.
What
I would
if it
double
was
tap
with
it.
Ariana.
I would double tap it.
Anyway,
I would like
you're
it.
A nice person.
But I'd be really sad. It would hurt me.
Like Ariana I came over and was like, we're going to do her. A dance. And you know who can't be here?
Tanya.
I would
get the
I would,
sweatshirt.
Just meet Kevin and Brad in a video without Tanya.
If Ari came to you and said she would do a dance with you without me, I would let you do that.
Thank you.
For sure.
That's sweet.
We just need to give everybody a heads up that we think we're moving our dance videos from our feeds to IGTV, just so you know.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, are you guys on board with this IGTV thing?
The algorithm's changed, yo.
It's
Hello.
It's
yeah, is
weird.
That why? I don't know
they
how
they were pushing video for like years and years yeah. and years
and now it's
you put
IGTV.
Up a video and it's like
so,
3 views.
Apparently if you right? don't yeah. if you yeah. don't use IGTV, Instagram will push your stuff to like to be less viewed unless you use
so
IGTV.
Shady.
It's like I hit a wall. Everything yeah. has changed. yeah. I'm like one, okay, sure. Getting more irrelevant, I get
damn.
It. Two Like this can't drop by 80% overnight.
That's where we're gonna have to post
it's
our dance
also
videos.
Our yeah. month, by the way.
You're right.
It's our month. We should be in the algorithm.
Yep, and it's homophobic that we're not.
Thank you. Thank
oh, no.
you very much.
Do I have one of those rainbow things around my stories? Can anyone check?
No,
I don't.
Wait, what's that?
Some people have rainbows around their stories.
Well, also, like, how
Maybe
do people do that in their
captions?
Maybe it's
the only people that are in the
rainbow.
Taylor Swift video.
I mean, wow.
Oh, are you bitter about that, too?
No, just because we're not in the cast of Queer Eye doesn't mean...
You know what, though? Just because it's over doesn't mean it's really over.
And if it's really over, maybe you'll be coming over again.
Enough to get over you.
All over again.
Brad's, like, really upset
that
he was not
good.
In Taylor's video.
I mean,
not,
yeah,
like,
I,
really
can see,
upset.
I can see that.
Just, like, jokingly upset?
Kind of.
I would be, too, though.
I would be a little upset about that.
Yeah.
I'm more, like, just want to meet and greet with her backstage. Like, I just really wanted a photo with her. Like, I don't necessarily need to be in the video.
Right.
But I need a meet and greet.
You're going to meet her.
You think?
You'll meet her.
Like, it wasn't...
Manifesting?
Yeah. I'm a witch.
The moon's in Sagittarius.
I don't know what that means, but you'll meet her.
I always take it, like, a step far, because I was like, okay, so she was at Wingo Tango in June, and I was like, Brad, since she saw our dance video to her song, she'll have us come on stage
oh, yeah.
and do the dance.
Like, no,
right.
she won't.
Yeah.
Not even a thought.
Yeah,
no.
yeah, yeah. She definitely has dancers she pays
she
for.
She does. Hence the whole Katy Taylor
yes.
mood.
Yeah,
fueled by backup dancers.
Yeah. yeah,
so now they're all like happy and kosher and things are
yeah.
good.
I think they have a song coming out together.
No,
that would
yeah.
feel right.
What?
That feels about right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you think it's gonna be on Taylor's album?
Yes,
oh, both their albums.
And
I think it's gonna be called.
That's gonna be
I think it's gonna be called just. What is the... Okay, so this is like so embarrassing that I know this.
Did Delancey tell you about this?
Who's Delangy?
Dagny. Dagny wrote the song for Taylor and Katie.
It's a Dagny song. It's a Dagny song.
It's a Dagny song.
It's a Dagny song. This
How
is
would,
not Taylor or Katie.
Would you be okay if Dagny had written this song? Anyway.
That would not be okay.
Who's Delaney?
That means somebody else would have written it.
Because at least she got the money.
It's not about money to me. It's never about money. It's about the authenticity. Okay, so Taylor Swift or Katy Perry posted that photo of the cookies, right?
Yes. They look delicious.
Very
good.
She geotagged it with, is it Let's Be Friends or Just Be Friends? I think it's Let's Be Friends. Let's Be Friends. Let's Be Friends, if you add up all the letters, mm-hmm. it's 13. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
And then...
Wow, this is deep.
Oh, Becca...
Becca?
They could hear her eye roll
losing.
In Paris.
Okay.
And then Taylor Swift commented underneath the 13 heart emojis. So I was like,
well,
this is a song.
Who decoded this?
She You're did. Looking at her.
No.
Yes. So I have a theory.
Come on.
The caption was also 13. I'm sorry. You know how she wrote on the cookies? It said peace at last. If you count peace at last with the two peace signs, it's 13. Becca, I know. It's so good. It's so good.
Becca just left the room.
It's so good. She had to leave the room. So my theory is that they have a song together on it's going to be on Taylor's album, and it's going to be called Let's Be Friends.
I bet it'll be on both of theirs because they both have albums coming out.
Yeah.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
But what does 13 have to do with anything?
That's like her number. Everything
Whose number?
Is Taylor Swift.
Is like, everything is 13?
Yes. Everything is 13.
Everything is 13.
Yeah.
She used to write
She
it on
puts
her
codes
hand.
Like that in everything.
Yeah. Everything.
And how many Easter eggs do we see on like Just Jared?
13.
Like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything's 13.
Yeah.
Wait, Just Jared's favorite number is 13?
No. Always on Just Jared on my feed. It's like Taylor's Easter eggs, which I like kind of just pass over and don't look at, but I always see the titles.
I look at
Easter eggs.
Yeah.
What are the Easter eggs?
So she'll like put things like in the Me video, there was like a neon sign that said lover and it was like on the top of a building. And so that was in the video. And
that's
so
the name of her album.
That's an Easter egg because we didn't know that was the name of the album.
Okay,
so she'll do things like that in her videos that like are clues
get
to what's
fans
to come.
To literally watch it 20 million times.
Mm. Yeah. When she says there's like 5 Easter eggs, I will watch it until I find all 5.
I have a question, and I don't mean this to be rude about either one of them because I like them both, but do people care?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely, Kevin.
Major. Okay.
How do you not know that?
The Katie Cats
because
and
it's already like, it's been a thing for
Swifties.
Years, and I feel like we already know they made up a while ago. Like...
No, people want to see it.
Yeah.
They got to see it.
This is what America needs right now.
I guess you're right.
They
we need to
peace.
Come together. You're right.
Peace.
I did enjoy seeing them in the video together.
Or cookies.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I don't know why. I watched it. I was like, this is satisfying, and I don't know why.
I know.
Yeah, it is.
Could you imagine if there's a song?
Yeah, I guess you're right. They should just do a joint album.
The next things are going to – what's the next music show? Like award show in September. Is it America?
It's the MTV Video Music Awards, I think.
Yeah, VMAs.
Usually in August.
VMAs.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll perform it together there?
Yes, absolutely.
Definitely.
Oh, because her album comes out in August.
August 23rd, because August 23rd adds up to 13.
Oh, my God.
8 plus 3 plus 2.
13. 13.
Yeah. No, yeah, she really does ASMR everything is 13.
Yeah.
But then the VMAs are like days after that usually.
Yes. 13. Plus August 10, 20 piece and 13.
VMAs and a piece.
Oh, that's it. Authenticity.
Cheeseburger for over doesn't it's really over and if I think it's over, maybe you'll be coming over again.
I hate you guys.
All over again. Never really over. Streaming now.
Stop. We're
so
not
satisfying.
That's how we're gonna end it. That's we're just gonna fade
so
off with that on the episode.
This episode is called Never Really Over.
Oh, that hurts my God.
Because we could just be like
whispering so softly for the rest of that episode. People might not even be able to hear the rest of it. It's just a bunch of Easter eggs. Maybe we should. This is just called Let's Be Friends.
That's so good.
Let's be friends.
13.
Let's be friends. All right, 13.
Oh my God. Well, do you have like inside info
on
always.
Taylor?
Yeah. I mean, is that how you know? Are you like spoiling this?
No.
Inside info.
You do this.
I would never, if I was told the Taylor info, I would be signing an NDA.
This is like you like, as me as a Game of Thrones fan.
Yes,
like,
this is just me as like a fan.
Got it.
But if I were like.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
You're
because
right.
if I had any Taylor knowledge, I would have had to sign an NDA and I wouldn't be able to say anything.
So you're correct.
And no
this
more
is happening.
Then.
And no more merch, no more nothing. So I actually prefer not to know because then I can like hypothesize.
You don't need to
do
know because
stuff.
You already got it figured out.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
It's like the Da Vinci Code.
I even counted the cookies. I was like, there's got to be 13 cookies.
Every time you say cookies, my stomach just drops a little bit.
I like,
a little
love bit. Your cookies. Your vegan cookies.
Are you vegan?
No.
Oh.
Jones makes really good vegan cookies.
Oh, they are.
I have some gossip about the vegan cookies. I'll tell you after.
They're not really vegan?
No, they are.
Imagine.
What's in them?
I don't know, but can we tell you now?
I don't know.
I thought we came to a really good stopping point.
Well, I mean, if the people want to hear that, they need to hear it.
Okay, well, they stopped selling the really good vegan cookies because they didn't make them. You know, they got them somewhere else and then sold them. And
outsourced.
So they've been trying to make their own, and they're so bad they can't sell them.
Oh, no.
So you haven't had the cookies in a while.
Which is good because I need to get my body back.
Right.
So where were the originals from? Do you know?
No.
Oh, dang.
We got to go there.
Yeah.
Probably instead. From, like, Gratitude or something.
Yeah.
No,
they taste too... Sorry.
Is it a bakery? A vegan bakery?
Gratitude.
I'll find out. I have a good inside track at Jones.
Okay.
I'll figure it out.
Oh, wow. No, you're really cracking codes at Jones. You're cracking codes at Taylor Swift.
Well, one of them is more relevant, you know? I don't know.
Which one is it?
Yeah,
though?
Which one?
You guys, the sad thing is that, like, I literally live for this stuff. Like, it's, like, sick.
I love it.
Like,
I love
literally
when somebody...
went to work the next day after that whole thing, and I was like, you guys, I have the best trending report. And I was like, because nobody noticed that this is also 13. And, like, my boss is literally like...
There's got to be forums for it, right?
I'm sure. Some Reddit thing.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
I don't go that far. I don't go into, like, the Tumblrs and stuff. I should,
but
though.
See, there's I really respect Taylor for doing that. It does, but, I mean, since there's no porn, does it?
Exactly. Thank
does
you.
It?
You, the
does
algorithm's
it?
Not perfect. You can still find porn.
Obviously.
Well, and that's where we're ending this.
That's when an algorithm works for us.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
How do we get those rainbow things around your story?
Maybe next year. We're going to have to out-gay ourselves for next year.
I can't get gayer. I'm
I don't know what else
Neither
I have to do.
Kevin, it's fine.
Definitely cannot.
Thank you guys for coming.
Thanks.
Yes, thank you guys so much.
We're so sad it's over.
Have we been recording?
Yeah.
No, we're just warming up.
That's my worst.
Hey, guys, it's Kelty Knight from the Lady Gang podcast. If you're into getting a very sassy, sexual, beautiful, inspiring, funny, oftentimes embarrassing, slightly anal podcast in your repertoire, subscribe to us, Lady Gang, on Podcast One, the Podcast One app. And please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
You ready, Jenna?
I'm ready.
It's time for wedding advice. I hate us.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Wedding questions. Let's go. I got a few.
Okay, great.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Should I send wedding invites to people who have already told us they can't make the wedding?
No.
Partially, well, she also goes on to say it's because it's a destination wedding and she doesn't want to put additional pressure on people who can't make it, you know, extra pressure.
Well, if she's
so going with that,
had a serious conversation with them, like, look, here's the actual date you're invited. Like, if she's actually, you know what I mean? What?
Yeah, no, nothing.
Because you know how if you had a casual conversation like, oh, yeah, it's going to be next year. We're going to, if you've directly invited them verbally, and they have said they can't come. Actually, I think you do.
Kevin,
I change it.
You change your mind?
I change.
Well, I was going to say, I think you should because.
Actually, no, I take it back. Don't waste the money or the paper. Okay, go.
Okay, fine. Tree saver, like tree hugger. I honestly think it doesn't cost that much to print an additional 20 wedding invitations because, like, unless you're doing like the box with the butterflies coming out of it.
Yes.
I don't think, because also then you could say, sending you the invite. No pressure, just wanted you to have it. You know, if you've had
the
conversation that they can't make it already, or just say, just in case, like, but no pressure.
I think you're right. That's classy.
Kevin, you have changed your mind 4 times in the span of
30
seconds.
People evolve, Jenna.
Oh, my God. Okay, moving on. Wedding question. Are wedding hashtags a good idea or tacky?
They're tacky if they're tacky.
Yes, that's good.
Yeah.
I actually, they've become like the norm, the social wedding norm.
I hated them at first, but now I think it's, having now been to a lot of weddings that have them, it is really good to be able to wake up the next day
and
scroll through the hashtag.
It's true.
It makes it really easy.
It's actually
And I think it's probably really good
organizational
for the people getting married to have all the pictures that they didn't take in one place.
Screenshot.
Yeah.
That bitch away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Moving on.
But just don't make it something really tacky or really long.
Well, now there are websites, did you know this, that will curate
the your best hashtags for. You have to pay. But like, you put your last names in, you put your first names in, and then they come back. I don't know if it's a, if it's people or a system, but like, they come back with like the top whatever.
I think that's actually
crazy?
Pretty good.
No, I think it's brilliant.
Because sometimes it's hard and not everybody's very funny.
It's true. And not everybody's as clever as us, Kevin.
You're right. You're right.
What would our wedding hashtag be?
Ushkowitz.
Michalowicz.
I was saying Ushkowitz. That's
Ushkowitz.
I'm taking your name.
Okay. Fine. moving on. This is our last one for today.
Okay.
I've had enough wedding questions. Okay.
It's the end of the summer. A lot of weddings.
Yeah, no, I've just been to too many. Okay. Both the mother of the bride, this is good, and the mother of the groom bought the same dress and love it. What do you do?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, Kevin, listen. Go for it. Live your best life.
I mean, go for it, and because I would love the drama of it. Jenna's chewing. I would love the drama. Because you know one would look better than the other.
Yeah, that actually would be really good drama. Listen, they bought the dress already. I just want to say, let's go with the circumstance non-refundable. Non-refundable, too late, wear the dress you love.
I say make it your own.
It's
you
a
wear
good
the
sign.
Same dress and you do a...
Don't you think it's a good sign if the both mothers found the same dress?
It's cute.
Like a
hopefully
tasteful,
they're friends.
Similar taste.
Hopefully they're friends.
No, you don't hope they're
because
friends.
Because they might not be
you
by the end
of the night.
You don't
hope they're friends.
They show up in the same thing.
Listen, if the it would be different if there was like your friend and you are getting married in the same month and wearing the same damn wedding dress. That's a different story. But
right.
Listen, I've showed up to events before where I'm wearing the same dress as somebody else.
Same. Same dress, somebody else. I think it's risky, and I love it. Parade of fashions. I do think make it your own. Put your spin on it.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to look different on everybody anyway, and you're right. Some one person is going to look better in it. But
there's room for
that's
everyone.
That's not our problem.
No.
All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Send us your wedding questions.
Send us your wedding questions. Send us anything and everything. Suggestions, recommendations.
At
we may
Instagram,
not take them, but we'll read them.
Yeah. Jenna will read them.
I will read them, but thank you. We love you all. Thank you so much for listening to Showmance with us. And get new episodes every Thursday on PodcastOne.com, Podcast One app, or Apple Podcasts. And follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Jenna Ushkowitz.
Follow me on Instagram at Kevin McHale and on Twitter at Druidude. And make sure to subscribe to the show and leave us a nice rating and a 5-star review, of course. And
spread the word. See you next week.
Bye. 60 seconds. That's how long this commercial lasts.
You know what else you can do in about a minute? Get an offer for your car with TrueCar.
That's right, Jenna. And the amount of time it takes to floss your teeth, pet your dog, do a couple sit-ups, or just listen to our own sultry voices, you can get a true cash offer.
And best of all, Kevin, you can do it from your smartphone or your home. Just go to TrueCar, enter your license plate number, and watch how your car's details pop up.
Answer a few questions, and you'll get an accurate true cash offer from a local TrueCar certified dealer.
It is that easy.
That easy.
After that, you can bring in your car, and they'll check it out with you together.
You can ask questions and get the answers you need, so there's no surprise. Then simply leave with your check or trade in your car for a new ride.
So, when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today.